Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this meeting of the Supervisor Board of Education on Monday, October 14th, 2019. We are back in open session. First order of business is approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of September 23rd.
I so move.
I'll second.
Motion by Linnea, second by Angela. To approve the minutes of September 23rd. Any corrections? All those in favor of that one, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Communication. Anybody on the board receive communication?
Go ahead. Where was starting?
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
One other, we need the door committee auditorium. Ladies on the committee met with the auditorium folk last week. Last week, I think, but.
Yes.
Anyway, and at the end of that, at the close of that meeting, we got a letter of which you got the electronic version, the rest of the board's got it. And there's a couple of requests in there, so I think it would be best if, for the next board meeting, we just put it, we agendize, kind of conversations that took place at that meeting, and then we'll deal with the specific requests.
Do you want to just be in discussion item, or do you want to be in actual?
I think we should make it an action.
I received a message from Kathleen Harris inquiring about the centennial mural and the omission of student artworks. Who was making those decisions, why those decisions were being made, of who was being omitted?
Student artwork?
Mm-hmm.
Past students or present students or?
The students are making the pieces that are going into that mural. And she's not the only one, but she specifically reached out to me asking who was making those decisions.
What's up?
Right, which ones are allowed to be in and which ones are not allowed to be in.
Anybody else on board? I did not receive anything for the board. Did you receive anything?
Just the DCA letter that you ordered.
Moving on to open discussion. Anybody on the board have anything in open discussion?
Yes.
Yes, Linnea.
I attended CSUN, and it was pretty well routine, and they are also doing policy, so had to be getting double dosing here. On policy, they do five or six a meeting. I like the way we do it better than that, but the other thing I did, I went to the WASB meeting, and I did the pre-session on strategies to retain and compensate teachers at the fall meeting. And it was an excellent presentation, and a lot of things, when we do handbook, that you may want to take a look at. And there was a couple of things out there that were quite interesting, and I think could be really helpful as we look to how we compensate staffs. That was good.
That was the Region 3 meeting. Was that the WASB presentation reserved on their website?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it is. They have the PowerPoint.
Yeah, I knew that it was. I just wanted to make a comment.
And it was certainly worth time to go through. It was very well done.
Anybody else on the board?
I do. I'm excited to share that I was asked to be a panelist on the Dora Collectivist Get on the Ballot 2020 panel, which will be down in Sturgeon Bay next Tuesday, October 22nd. I will be on stage with Representative Amanda Stuck, Door County Sheriff Tammy Sternard, and former City of Sturgeon Bay Alderperson Barbara Allman. So I'm really excited. It's a great way to just inform people about what school board's job is for my part in it, and get people excited to hopefully be running for local offices. I also had, have heard from a few parents in the community when they saw that our, and maybe this is better for that agenda topic, so please tell me if it is, about approving Sunday rehearsals, sports, extracurriculars, and why are we allowing students to have extracurriculars when there's no school, or if school is canceled for weather or things like that. Has happened in the past, and it looks like there are schedules this winter that, or this year, that reflect that as well. They're wondering why we're doing that, and one particularly said it really eats into going and touring colleges when I'm trying to do it on days off, which is what you want me to do.
Yeah.
So.
I think that would be appropriate to discuss during that piece of the agenda.
And the other piece was the construction, that we've been getting our project updates, but the highway road construction, parents are concerned about students going to and from the Y, and what that, if we've figured out what that looks like, and if we've discussed that with students that are of age to be able to make those trips across. So they were, parents were curious about that. So. I know we
so
don't.
Here we, yeah, so we
but
have.
We need to educate parents.
And make sure our students are educated as well as to how that's going to work for them. Because, yeah, it sounds like the parents aren't.
That's starting soon. Right?
It sure is.
It's supposed to be. It's
small, right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Signs are up.
They are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know we talked a lot about the bus, so parents are like, I know about the bus, but that was the piece that they wanted to know more about.
Okay. Anybody else on the board? Anybody in the audience? Hearing none, we'll move on to committee reports. Policy committee and the.
All right. So the policy committee met last Monday. Get into. Sorry, I have a whole bunch of stuff on here, and I don't think I have the right one up. Anyways, we have been working on our PTD personal,
PTD.
Yeah, let me just pull up the right thing. I'm sorry. I have three other ones up, and none of them are correct. Give me 1 second. There we go. So we were reviewing our. We created a new policy regarding contractors' health and safety requirements. This is something going forward based on our recent issues. We have set that up. We will be finalizing that review. We, unfortunately, with our incident that we had the day of our meeting, we were seeing some of our members that we wanted to make sure had the opportunity to confirm this is that it is as we want it to be. So we will be bringing forward that at our next board meeting in 2 weeks, as well as our communication device policies will be coming forward as well. We are working on computer and network use. Our next meeting will focus all on NAOA. We have a very large stack of NAOA policies, so we will be working on those with the intention to bring those forward rather quickly to you, as we will have another round in December. Going forward, we also will be looking at developing a policy for staff use of PTDs for social media. We're currently just exploring what options staff have, what we expect of them, and then how we accommodate them, what tools we need to have so that we can make the policy follow based on that criteria. We will be looking at policy 6320, which is the purchasing policy. If you remember back last school year, we had some questions over that. So we will be looking at that and making sure that we have a clear policy when it comes to that. We also have three policies that we'll be looking at in regards to background checks. You're welcome. And then I said the NEOL, so that is where we're at. And I did get, just from ARBA tonight, one that I will be bringing to the policy committee about fees and how we determine what fees to which students.
Any questions for Angela? So learning, Steve.
I was not present for that meeting, perhaps this is a...
Yes, this is a summary from the October 7th meeting, and we continued the discussion of the pilot program in elementary regarding literacy screening. And we went through, and Jody started us with the discussion on the DIBELS, which she is working with, and we went through each of the areas and where they were going to be done, and it has started, that work has started. Then in the spring, principals and the committee will review the data and the pilot observations resulting from those screeners. What we hope to find out, what we did find out on screening for students. It basically is kindergarten through two and six is the basic grade that we're using. And then eventually we will come to the board with what we feel would be a good screening, a literacy screener that uses both explicit and diagnostic tools. So we are better able to identify students early to provide them the appropriate learning strategies. Okay, and then Mrs. Van Meer is, her homework was extensive, is developing a potential plan for all K-6 teachers to be trained in the Orton Gillingham methods for all teachers grade K-6. And we came to a consensus that probably the best time would be in August, in the week before school started. And with that, hopefully, we could bring that individual to, in some part of the in-service, to inform all teachers K-12 on some of those aspects of meeting needs of students in reading. She'll come back to us the next time with that. And the other, we started talking about tiers 2 and 3 interventions, and that the administration again will develop some options where you can increase the time available for tier 2 and 3 interventions for students that more time with an individual teacher to strengthen their reading skills.
I think part of that was to report out on here's what's currently
yes.
happening, here's what the state's recommending, here's what the programs that we use are recommending. So just to
mm-hmm.
give the committee a report. Information we want to get from there.
So where we can possibly, in that discussion, how we can get more time. And we did enter a discussion on the next topic, which is what does it mean for Gibraltar graduates to be college, career, and community ready? And to talk a little bit about it, and the committee just seemed to want more information, so we've asking Mrs. Roberts and Ms. Peterson to come and share with the committee on what they do in their biking visits and the plan that we approved in earlier this year, September, on the career in college ready. So they're going to come with some information so we feel better informed about that aspect.
I do remember my homework. And it's not
good reminders.
Is there anything else, Jillian?
Okay. For our next meeting, we've been approached
yes.
by one of our members who's now on the state dyslexia team.
That's right.
That she has the opportunity for a person from the state to come and talk with us. Can we set that as that agenda?
Yes, so you'd like that at that time. We can have our homework ready for the next meeting.
Okay.
Sure. And give them a little more time to plan.
Reprieves.
Wonderful, thank you.
That would be great. And the next meeting would be 21. meeting next week.
Sorry, yes, the policy committee.
Yes, the 21st.
The policy committee is also meeting on the 21st.
So
we go back to back.
Yes.
Steve and Linnea really like to meet up two, you know, four times a week.
It's what we live for.
I mean, 4 or 5 hours at a time. I mean, really.
Any questions for Susan? Okay, thank you. Please, reconstruction update.
Oh, okay. So as I told the board, well, last week, you were on day 83, right? So we're on day 80 now. 80 more days until the construction is complete. So we're excited to see it progressing. You saw some from some of the pictures, and we did post them on our website too, some updated photos. It looks really beautiful. The roofing was completed, and the last windows were installed this past week. The HVAC units are also going to be fully installed and running by the end of October. The reason we're waiting to the end of October is we need to get all of our drywall finishing. It creates a lot of dust, and we don't want that to get into the system. So we want to make sure all the dust is cleaned up before we install that. But I said waterproof and weatherproof before the weather starts getting cold. So we are on progress to get that done, accomplished. So that's exciting. Finishing touches are happening on the drywall, and as you are aware, painting is to begin later this week, I believe. So, you know, because of our recent events with our construction and the smells that have been sometimes emulating from that area, we have decided to be proactive whenever we think there might be just ordinary smells. And we do think that the paint will create a smell in our building, and so we're going to be sending out a school messenger that basically informs our families that they're going to be painting later in the week, and you can expect to experience some odor. The board should know too that we have set up a ventilation system that will be running during the day, which will help eliminate some of that effect of the odors, and we're hoping that will take care of it, but still be expecting that will happen. We do have our safety sheets that are now located in the secondary office, that basically talks about all the what's included in the paint chemicals, and that they are all within compliance. And so if any parents want to come in and take a look at those sheets, they're welcome to do that. But so we're going to have that message going out as a proactive measure. Let's see. Oh, yes. And we requested that outdoor carpeting be installed on the ramps. There was just too much slipping and sliding, and I was concerned. I know Dr. Metner was concerned that as the weather continued getting rain, which is going to turn into sleet, which eventually ice and snow, we want to make sure that we're preventing slips and falls, and that's what we can. So they did install that outdoor carpeting for us, so it's good to go. And again, there's current pictures on the website, and we are still on schedule to be completed on time.
Questions for?
No, but there are some jealous graduates out there that would have liked this to be their IMC when they were in school. So.
Alright. Who purchases a new district fire alarm?
Okay. So I'll just give you a general overstate, because there's three items on here that Andy will be speaking to. These are all items that are outside of the scope of the remodel, so they fall within our responsibility. The fire alarm system and the PA system were being asked to replace it district-wide, because as part of the construction, those pieces are removed from that part of the building, so we want to make sure we have consistency and integration throughout our whole building. So that's why we're asking for the fire alarm and PA. And then, of course, the structured cabling that we'll be talking about is really about our internet and multimedia that will be installed as part of the remodel. So I'm going to ask Mr. Moore if he can...
Sure.
Come up and present to you one at a time, but I just thought I'd give them an overview of what we're going to talk about.
Right. The first item was that fire PA and fire alarm came to the first item on the Johnson Controls currently vends our fire alarm system here at Gibraltar. So they service a proprietary fire alarm system manufactured by Tyco / Simplex Grinnell. The quote that was submitted to you guys as part of the board packet was prepared by Kurt Miller, our account executive, who also cooperated with us on the temporary aging fire systems as well. It's my recommendation that we consider and approve this quotation that was Once approved, it will need to be reviewed by state fire authorities, as I understand, and there may be changes or recommendations made as a result. So if there are any reservations members of the board have, I'd love to take those back to Kurt Miller and redraw that quote as needed. But in summary, the goal of quotations cover the entirety of the remodel lines. Spaces in the corridor that encircles that space.
The question I have right out of the box is, why is this outside of the scope of the construction of that space?
That was my question.
It wasn't included in part of our referendum pieces when we put it all together. It was separate.
I don't understand why that. I guess my question is, why would Somerville not include this as part of the original construction bid?
I can't answer that. I'm going to go off of what the original.
This is just the IMC, not the whole school.
Perfect.
This is what we integrated into
the school. Mr. Moore, could it have been, I'm just putting you on the spot.
I'm letting you speak first.
Okay. Could it have been related to the idea? Could it have been related to the idea that you were hoping you could do something for fire alarm? I'm not talking about the fire alarm.
Right. What I recall from previous conversations was it was proposed by Somerville that the district would take responsibility for the installation of the PA and the fire systems and the data and multimedia cabling, these three quotes that I bring to you today, with the expectation that the district managing such a process would be more affordable. Somerville and Zeissy Construction oversee that effort. There would have been some amount of overhead that would have been applied to that above and beyond what we're going to do today.
So you're saying it's cheaper if we do it?
It's cheaper if I'm the project coordinator.
And see, the G Corps can do it himself, but we'll talk about that later.
This is for the, can you see the media center for the media center only, not the surrounding classrooms?
And the surrounding classrooms. Or
that's an and.
Yes.
And answer.
Yes.
So this would bring our fire system back to a complete system.
Correct.
No place would be uncovered.
Correct.
And the equipment that was in that space prior?
Some of this equipment that will be reused. I think when we look at the paging system, there's considerably more equipment that would have been salvaged. For instance, paging system, we're salvaging all the ceiling mounted 2x2 speakers that were in the corridor. Those will be replaced. I don't see many notes in here relating to
salvaging some stuff out of the temporary classrooms as well.
Yeah, we're salvaging the full stations and the strobes out of there. It's possible that Kurt Miller didn't detail that, and I could certainly find that information out for you and share that with Tina to follow up with.
I would just come back to Mr. Anderson's point. I think that I'm understanding that there's a reason why this was not included under the referendum budget. I just believe at this point that that's faulty, that it should have been included because it may be less money now, but it's, how do I say it properly, our money now. Mm-hmm. And out of regular budget now, so it's competitive with all other monies now, but it could have been underneath the dollars of the referendum and it should have been. Given that fact, we need the PA system and the fire alarm system. I move the approval of the project, I move the board's payment of the costs of $28,988 for the permanent fire alarm and $24,643 for the permanent PA system.
I'll say. Do you want to take this one at a time?
So they are. Yes, I'll take it as 2 seconds. And you can handle it.
The only question I have, it could be higher amount.
I would say that they made a proposal, and it should be held, they should, we should hold them to this amount. It shouldn't have been here in the first place. That's the snottiness of my comment.
I think I recall talking about that more. I think the fault was on us for not adding it to the referendum dollars. Now that we haven't told them.
I like
heard Andy say that, I remember having this.
Okay, so if the state fair commercial comes back with something that's gonna cost us more money, then somebody's gonna have to come back and ask us for additional money.
Yep.
Yep.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second.
Motion by Steve, second by Mike, to approve the contract with Johnson Controls for $28,988 to put in the fire alarm and the new addition. Any questions? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The proprietary paging solution for fire solution, the paging solution is as well. Again, this is serviced by Johnson Controls, a longtime partner of the district. It is another Simplex Grinnell proprietary solution. So it is my recommendation that we try to achieve uniformity by installing the same equipment and cooperating with the same service vendor across the district. As I mentioned previously, 10 of the 14 hallway PA speakers will be reutilized in the new corridor. The used temporary devices installed in the temporary classrooms cannot be used for credit, but they are ours to keep and can be used in the future for spares or for future needs or expansions. The quotation includes the installation and configuration of the paging system as well. That essentially boils down to in classroom speaker with two-way communication capability, a call button beneath that near the door like you would see in most other classrooms, which affords one-way communication in the form of public announcements in the morning or during passing periods, but also two-way communication should there be need for the teacher to reach the office immediately without having to dial any specific extensions.
Are the number of speakers adequate for our space?
I believe so.
Number, is that sort of the end?
Yes.
I will approve the bid from Johnson Controls for the PA system changes in the AMC renovation. And amount not to exceed $24,643.
Motion by Fred, second by Mike, to approve the expenditure to Johnson Control of $24,643 for the PA system on the renovation of the AMC. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approved structure cable installation for internet and multimedia.
It's my pleasure to present this quote to you. I have a part in drawing up this quotation with designers from Eland Electric, who happens to be the electricity contractors on site. This is a really exciting project. More to my wheelhouse, I wouldn't argue, than paging or fire alarm systems. And I guess I just want to start by describing a classroom of the future, which some of you have some idea of after participating in the interactive flat panel demonstration previously. We're basically specing all these classrooms to be state-of-the-art with an interactive flat panel and all of the requisite technology that supports that. In each classroom, we're asking for cabling to be made available for an access point in every single classroom for high-speed internet access. That's for devices that we're seeing. We're also proposing internet access in a recessed media box behind each interactive flat panel, which is already underway. If you take a look in those classrooms, the backer boxes that were previously approved were installed. We're also making available dual internet connections at the teacher station. If I back up, I'd like to just describe, we are basically trying to put outlets in opposing corners of these classrooms such that the teachers have as much flexibility as feasible to design that classroom, lay out that classroom as they like to support a flexible learning space. And so, as a result, I'm trying to provide as much as I would see fit, but also being careful to not ask for more than I really can see being feasible in the next 10 to 15 years. I also worked with the designers of Eland Electric, and I appreciate their recommendations based on their work in other schools as well. So I was careful to ensure that I wasn't out of place in any of my requests on this design. The Eland Electric would be responsible for pulling all of the cable, terminating all of the cables, verifying that they're working. It would simply be my job to take their hard work and plug it into my network, essentially. The proposal that they have here is start to finish. It doesn't involve me in pulling any cable. It, you know, frees me up to spend my time supporting students and working on professional development and so forth. We're providing some in-floor internet access as well. That would support the use of an interactive flat panel in the middle of the LMC as described potentially as a space for the board to meet in the future. So in my design, I try to provide the accommodations so that we can find ourselves in any of the classrooms or in any part of the IMC and have access to the technology and most importantly, high-speed internet to support our continued education.
Let's see, all of this, they won't be either in a raceway or in a pipeline.
Yes.
It won't be any open, exposed, kept.
Yes, I am so pleased to say that it will be a proper installation. I mean, I'm used to doing a lot of things with little to no budget, and we may do, I guess I could say, in many of our classrooms, but by no means was I comfortable with any of that work or, you know, would want to take a picture of hanging up on my mom's retreat.
These things are going in the floor.
Yeah, and there's conduits that have been laid ahead of that. It will, Mr. Anderson, serve as an example for the rest of the district as to what the classroom should look like.
I would entertain a motion for $34,200.
Short-term borrowing for cash flow purposes until tax revenues are received in January. I'm going to get a little bit more detail for the board before they...
I contacted Nicolet Bank, where we typically get our line from. They offered a 3.73%. It was the same as last year, 3.72% rate. And we are going to up it to $2 million this year. Expect that we'll need more this year. And that's probably all I have. It's the aggregate line of credit again. You know, we can borrow several times to a maximum of $2 million.
Any questions?
How much borrowing did we do last year on our?
We ended up borrowing 100 of it. 500 and then another 500 we tried to hold off, but we needed to take another 500. We ended up paying, I think, 1,000, maybe 1,060 some dollars. It was something like that in interest last year on it, so, which wasn't too bad. It was very short.
This is what Nick Levine. The amount you're looking for? Or
2 million.
Motion by Fred, second by Steve. To approve the short-term borrowing for $2 million with Nicolay Bank. Questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. We approve 2019-20 Sunday holiday extracurricular activities.
So we have board policy that discourages scheduling municipal activities on Wednesday evenings after 6 p.m. Sundays and holidays, unless it's pre-approved. And we had talked about the potential. We have some activities that are kind of annual, ongoing activities that fall on these dates. So we had talked about bringing to the board a list of those that we know are happening, to get your blessing or pre-approval on that, and then from that point on, I would take requests on an individual basis as a superintendent. So that's what's sitting in front of you on that list, and I would just ask for board's input on any of those or questions that you might have about those that are already there.
These are all standards.
Yes. I don't anticipate, but what I wouldn't rule it out. We just had a request roll in that included lots of dates for practice schedules, and it just happened that there was like an extra date that was set on the side, and I can't remember what day of the week it was. Do you remember?
No,
it was just today.
Yes,
but I just don't think that they understood that they should be doing that. And if you squeeze it in with all these other dates, it might not.
I found out that was my error. It was the day after, so we're still good.
Okay. Never mind. Just going on my current.
I admit that.
I can see that there may be some occasions where they're going to bring a request to me and I have to either approve or deny it. I'll be real honest with you. I mean, based on the board's policy, based on my strong belief in what we're doing and why we're doing it, it's going to be hard for people to just say something.
Sure.
Yes. I mean, there's going to be situations, I can think of, what was the track situation, where they needed to have, part of their competitions they won, and they were going on to the next level, and needed, that's different. Yes, that's different.
And I think we expect, I mean, we hope for those, we finger cross that we're going to have events like that, where our students are excelling so much that they get into higher tournaments and competitions that we want to reward that with the ability to participate.
And then you had a discussion point that you
wanted to I appreciate this, and in seeing this list of what is Wednesdays and Sundays, it's so short. I mean, really, in the scheme of the whole school year. So it does lead me to go, okay, well, why are we allowing? I actually kind of questioned this last year. We had a snow day. We let out early for a snow day, and one of the sports teams was still meeting. And I went, wait a minute. If we're sending our students home, or if maybe it was the late bus was canceled, that might have been that. There was something where, because a parent brought it up to me and said, well, why? I think it was the late bus. I don't think we left school early. I think the late bus was done. And something met, and they were like, why are they doing it? I feel like we were towards the end of a season where maybe we were doing well and there was some rationale, but I but
we did cancel some practices that were somewhat controversial.
Okay.
To see specifically.
But I mean, no school days, if we're...
What's the typical practice?
If after school activities are canceled, that's because of the weather. We're worried
worried about transportation
safety.
And so we would just not have those activities. I will have to go back and research what that specific thing was, if I can find that. But yeah, it's really about student safety and traveling. They would not want.
What about no school days, though, if it's a professional development day, or if it's a... It's a Good Friday, which, well, I guess that would be, I mean, I don't know that we recognize that as a, as if that's included in our holiday list.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, well. But even so, if there's a...
Like a PD.
A day, that, yeah, a PD day that the students are not in school for whatever reason, do we have a, I mean, what's our...
I don't know if there's practice? A policy. That doesn't mean that Sturgeon Bay doesn't have school, though. So I think the Packerland Conference views that as an open day for scheduling.
And those are set before we set our school calendar in terms of setting the athletic event dates. And they're independent from that.
Liz was in on the high school musical. This is what she requested. Mm-hmm. Or is this?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, there's two Sundays there.
There's
right.
One on
there. One's rehearsal. She gave us one.
Mm-hmm. No, that was all she wanted. She wanted that one Sunday was the photography day. That's when they could get that photographer who donates time to come up.
Very good. I move pre-approval of the 2019-20 Sunday holiday extracurricular activities list as presented.
I'll second.
By Steve, second by Angela, to approve the 2019-20 Sunday holiday extracurricular activities. Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Discuss attendance of the Wisconsin State Education Convention.
Well, yeah. I do believe we have rooms for everyone already reserved.
We do.
Right? So if you're not going to attend, you should probably let up.
Don't you get them at the Hilton?
Yes. Okay. My intention is to attend. To attend.
Because my intention is to attend.
I got a sitter.
Oh, nice.
It's called Grandma.
Oh. Is Grandma coming?
Yes.
Good.
Before she goes to Florida.
Okay. All you need to know?
You're giving your eye to whom?
Everybody. I think she wants us all to go down the list, too, if there are others that
I
are
just
not
need,
attending.
I haven't heard from Mike or Mark.
Well, there you go.
I just hope Mike's going to be there. I'm still alive.
Yes, yes. All right.
You got it?
I got
that. That's all we needed, just discussion. So.
Okay. We discussed it. Move payment of bills.
I shall move.
Second. Motion. Is that the land?
Yes.
Second by Steve. Approve payment of bills. Any questions on the bills for our group?
I did. One of them had said there, the remodel of multi-age and photo lab, but I did we approve something in the photo lab?
I don't think we did. No.
I did not think we did.
No.
It was a description I had on there before we changed that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what happened, just got carried on there.
Okay. I was hoping that was the case, but I wanted to make sure that that was in fact the case. Thank you.
Any other questions? All of them approve the payment of bills, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Any donations, Dina?
We do have one from Jack and Diane Finger. They donated a dozen backpacks filled with school supplies for students in need. And this is in memory of their niece, Jody Klebold. She was a kindergarten teacher who was recently diagnosed with leukemia. And in lieu of flowers, they had made a request that these backpacks be donated to students in need throughout, in all kinds of schools. So I think there was over 1,000 backpacks, and 12 of them were donated here. So what a nice remembrance.
I move to approve donations with thanks.
Second. Motion by Angela, second by Don, to approve the donations with thanks. All those in favor say aye.
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 By Mike, second by Linnea, we are in Sherwood.